842 at WEOL. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
And joining us on the line this morning, we're great to have with us singer-songwriter Jonathan Edwards. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
We're doing great. You'll be performing at the Kent Stage on April 29th and then traveling over to Port Clinton for the Listening Room on April 30th. So a couple of areas here in the Northeast Ohio area for people to see you. How much do you travel through Ohio on tours or performing in this area?
Oh, I guess I'm there at least twice a year for the last 48 years or so.
48 years. Well, I want to take you back to about 40-some years. Just want to hear a little bit of this that people are familiar with, of course.
Sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking.
How young do you sound there when you hear that particular, you know, recording of you with that? What do you think about, what do you remember about that person back then?
Well, I remember how brand new everything was and how excited I was back then to do what I was doing, write songs, go out and sing them for people. And nothing has really changed about that. I still am very excited to get out and do that. Dan Fogelberg said it best, I think, when he said that the audiences were heavenly and the traveling was hell.
Well, it's leave it to a songwriter to put the emotions into a phrase that we can all kind of understand. With a song like that, 2 minutes, 18 seconds, I think it's one of those things when a song is that short, that impactful, that powerful, it really puts a lot of things together. How does something like that come about?
You know, a songwriter is visited by the muse if we're lucky, and we make her feel comfortable, and we make sure she gets her coffee the way she wants it, and have her sit down with us and with the guitar and the piano, and it just happened. There was a lot of things I was thinking about the war in Southeast Asia and my place in this society, in this culture, and that's just the song, the phrase that came out.
Jonathan, can you take us back to those early days when you got that first major recording contract? What was that like for you?
Well, it was amazing. I was in a band called Sugar Creek, and we did an album for Metro Media back before Sunshine. And I think we all sat around when we got a copy of the acetate, as they called them back then, and put it on our record player. It was actually in our hands in our little house we rented, and we all cried to know that finally, you know, after years of fairly significant struggle, we had a record, and it was actually in front of us, and we could hear it, and it sounded beautiful, and we loved it.
But like anything, nothing's guaranteed. Once that gets put out, then you're asked to do it again or to continue on. How difficult is something like that to do?
Well, you know what? I didn't pay much attention to the business aspects of music. I was always involved with the music and the creative end of it. And, you know, I left it always up to somebody else at my own peril. And that's the way that shook out. I mean, a lot of people say my second album that very few people have heard. A lot of people say that was better than the first album. And I agree. It was. I knew a lot more about what I was doing and how I was going to approach the job of writing music and you know, singing it and producing it, because we knew nothing for the first record, which in some ways was his magic too.
Well, you continued on performing, making music, performing with people, as it says, I guess you, it's that live performance. What do you consider yourself as an artist when people like to put you, where they find your records, where you put your music? Is it because you're a guitarist and you sing, do they put it in that folk category? Is that appropriate, or what do you usually think about that?
Well, I think if you show up with an acoustic guitar, you're a folk artist, no matter what you say to the contrary, no matter what you do to the contrary. Which is, you know, people need categories, and I guess we all do. We all, hey, what kind of music do you play? You know, it's the first question I get asked when I say I'm a musician. What kind of music do you play? Well, I say I play my own music. That sort of ends the conversation.
Well, on this new album, which is called Tomorrow's Child, you wrote a song called The Old Guitar. I just want to play a little bit of that one here.
This old guitar climbed many mountains. This old guitar crossed many seas. And every night as I lay dreaming, this old guitar dreams next to me.
Tell me about that relationship between you and your guitar. Is it one of those things where it speaks to you, or you're the one that's tells it what, how to behave and what to do?
It's a synergy, and it goes both ways. The first time I picked up the guitar and learned how to play a couple of things, I was amazed at the power that I felt beneath my fingers and the sense that it made to me in a world where nothing at that point had made any sense whatsoever. So all of a sudden I was playing the guitar and people were listening and actually interested in what I was doing and what I had to say, and it was an epiphany for me.
We're talking with Jonathan Edwards, coming to Northern Ohio very, very soon. And Jonathan, the new CD, listened to it, went through it, and I thought to myself, this sounds like you and your bandmates are in my living room. The sound is crystal clear, and it sounds like you're talking or singing, playing one-on-one. That's the impression I get. Very personal songs, the ones you've written.
That's a most accurate description of the sound that I've heard. Exactly what we set out to do, was to sit in a room together like we used to make records in the old days and just roll tape and see what happened. And I don't think we made it to the third take on any of those songs. We were first or second takes on all those songs, and I owe that to my incredible producer, Daryl Scott, and the musicians that he assembled for this project.
Talk about some of those musicians. You got a lot of people who've joined you on here that we all know.
Yeah. The album took 3 days to track, to make the music. And then it took several months to arrange people's schedules, like Daryl Scott, for instance, and also Jerry Douglas and Vince Gill and Allison Krauss and Sean Colvin. Those folks, I called them up on a whim, and asked them if they would be interested in coming in to, put their finishing final touches on my record. And they said, without even hearing it, they said, "I'm on it. Tell me where to be and when." And that's how that came down.
The album is called Tomorrow's Child, Jonathan Edwards. There's a picture which I've now come to find out is you on the cover. Talk about that picture as well as the title and maybe some of the songs on here that reflect that.
Sure. The picture on the front was something that my distant cousin found of me weeks before or days before we were going to do the album cover. And I retouched it myself and thought, this is a perfect, introduction to the album visually. It's a picture of me on the day that I was adopted at about the age of 9 months. And it's a real expectant picture. It's kind of, here I am. I've arrived. Check me out. I got my arms wide open. And the album is called Tomorrow's Child. And that's the song that I chose Allison Krauss to sing on with me. And that was just magic by itself. But the album kind of loosely coalesced around the idea of family and reunion and adoption, and the songs just sort of naturally fell into that those subject matters and those attitudes and those stories. And I'm proud to say that I wrote about half of the songs on there, and Daryl and I found the other half.
as a songwriter, there is a lot of your personality or your stories, and I guess as you age more mature, there's maybe more things you feel more comfortable discussing. Do you find that occurs?
I don't know. You mean to an audience?
Right, to an audience, or sharing it, or feeling as though sometimes when you want to sing something, you want to be able to know how to present it. In other words, have a feeling for it. If it doesn't do anything for you, you're probably not going to record it or sing it.
You know, I practically always set up a song before I sing it on stage. I practically always say a few words about where it came from and what inspiration led to the creation of this piece of music. And that has served me well all these years, I think. And people love to hear those stories. And, you know, there's always some humor and always a few jokes thrown in. And I love all that. I'm pretty comfortable talking about any subjects, but I've found that politics is probably best left out of my stage performance. I think there's better venues for that than the music that people want to hear when they come out on a weekend night to hear a guy, you know?
Well, they'll be able to hear you April 29th at the Kent Stage and also on April 30th at the Listening Room in Port Clinton. You can find out lots more if you go to jonathanedwards.net. Find out about Jonathan's new CD, where you can also order it there as well, Tomorrow's Child. Jonathan, thanks for sharing a bit of your morning. I know sometimes it's early for a musician like you to be up and about, but thanks again for your time and appreciate all the songs you've put out on for everybody.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. I had to get up early. I was out there milking the cows up here in Maine this morning.
Oh, stop that. Really? You're doing all that work that you got to get up when the sun gets up, huh?
No, I joke. I used to milk cows, but not anymore. Thanks for having me. I enjoyed talking with you.
All right, appreciate your time, Jonathan. Thank you very much. Again, once again, Jonathan Edwards joining us this morning. Here's a little bit more from his album. This is the title track, Tomorrow's Child.
Days pass like a moving river, always faster than you think, and just below the misty surface, if you try and stop time, you will sink. And so I only have